before you do that. Ari Gutman is here. Good. Akiva? Not yet. Two Akivas. Yosef. Ari, Yossi, Aaron, is Aaron, Aaron Tuchman?
He's sick.
What's wrong?
Under the weather.
Okay. Good. Before we say anything, is there anything that you want to discuss? Nina Diova. Good. So, Kimcha de Chiti. So, again, the Sugya opens up with the Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Nachman. We explained yesterday that Yehuda Reb Nachman is primarily can be formulated as a Machlokes in understanding the Mesora of Shmuel. Why is that? Because Shmuel said we have a din that Shemin Zayas Mevorachin Olam Bari Priyate. So, Shmuel gave us the din that, again, we will discuss this din in many iterations. And Olma Afol Gavde Ishtane B'milse Koy. So Shmuel said that even though the pre changed, the bracha stays the same. So Tzorachi, and what's the chiddush of Shmuel? What's the chiddush that the bracha stays the same? Whatever that chiddush is, there was a machlokes and how to apply the chiddush. So Rabbi Yehuda followed through and said, "Kim chedachiti is afal gav dishtane b'milsekoy." So Rabbi Nachman said that we cannot assume that kim chedachiti is covered by Shmuel's din of Shemen. Hosam lesle ilu yachrina, hocha isle ilu yachrina bepas. So the Gemara says that so Rav Nachman says there's a difference between a two-step iluya or a one-step iluya. V'chi isle iluya chwina loy mevorchen olam bar v'doma ela shahakol. How could that be? Shmuel is the din of Kimcha Desare. So in Kimcha Desare says that's the din of shahakol. So Gemara says that when it comes to Kimcha Desari, there'd be a machlokes between Rav Nachman Yehuda, whether Kimcha Desari includes Kimcha Dechiti, or whether Kimcha Desari is as opposed to Kimcha Dechiti. If we say that Kimcha Desari is a separate din, the Gemara explains why, because Hoyel v'kosh l'kukiyani le'livrich olei klal. The Gemara says because it's hurtful, so maybe there's no bracha b'chlal. So we have to learn the din of Kimcha Desarei, that since we get hana, so boy bruche. But the question is that according to Rab Nachman, so Kimcha Desarei is a shahakol like Kimcha Dechite. Because according to Rav Nachman, Kimcha Desari is also something which is on a route to becoming a better product, but in the meantime, it is not a better product. So therefore, I might think that he gets no bracha b'chlal, and then that he gets kimche, that he gets a shahakra. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so kevon d'shtanei l'shtanei bracha. So the same then, shemen the bracha doesn't change, kimche d'chiti the bracha doesn't change, kimche d'chiti the bracha doesn't change. Okay. So that's the question about when Shmuel gave us this din of Keva Dishtane, so the bracha does not change. What was the, how do we understand Shmuel's? What was the chiddush of Shmuel? What was the shear that Shmuel gave? He gave some shear, and he said, "You should know. Well, if I didn't attend that shear, knew what would I have thought? Then Nishtane bracha." So apparently, Shmuel had to give a shear about it. So apparently, it was a maser from Shmuel. Apparently, without Shmuel, we would have thought that if the item changes, then the bracha would change. So Shmuel said, "No, the bracha stays the same." So now the question is, what was Shmuel's shear? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel's shear was that once the bracha is established, then the bracha stays with that item with any other iteration. And according to Rav Nachman, the shear was that once a bracha was established, then the bracha is established for that item and for its end game product. But anything en route, it might lose the bracha. So Tzarech Iyun, we have to understand what's the whole sugya over here? What's the chiddush of Shmuel that kevan de nishtana, that the bracha stays the same? So they're poshut. I'm eating something Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So it isn't the exact same product Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. It's a little bit different. Okay, why should it change the bracha? And then Tzarech Iyun, why Rav Nachman says the chiddush over here, a bigger chiddush, that if it's a two-step product, that b'derech aliyasi, that the yirid, l'sarach aliyah, the yirid loses the bracha. So that's what we have to understand. And then, in addition, so the question will be how we pask in the sugya. And we have a machlok. Rava says to Rav Nachman that this is already up gepaskin. You have Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. So leave it alone. So Rav Nachman says, no, I'm not going up against Shmuel and Rav Nachman. I have a different sugya. So Machloek is Rava and Rav Nachman. So how was the upshot of the sugya? However, Rava says that Kimcha Dechiti is part of Shmuel's din. So Rav is the Basra. But Rav didn't accept Rav Nachman's Svara L'chaira. So Tzarech Iyun, what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? That's number one. And how do you understand the Chiddush of Rav Nachman? So Rashi's Marich. Rashi says, first of all, Rashi says that Kemach is flour, as we eat it. And Rashi says that the issue over here is that the Shemin gets Barpriates and the oil gets Barpriates. So Chita, a person who chews Chita, Gemara, the Flam and Zion, that you say, a Barpri Adama. So that's the bracha that was established for the kernel. So now the question is, shemen, olives, oil, same bracha, chita, kaisa is chita, and kimch de chita. So Gemara says, kevan de shtane, v'gora, hoyu b'lo yishtani l'uluyem al yosa b'mil sakai v'hava leke kaisa is chitin. It has the same din as kaisa is chitin. Even though what's pshat came with the shtani vigora, so Yehuda says Shmuel's din is that even though this din of came with the shtani la yishtani lebrachasa, that was Shmuel's din. It doesn't matter what the shinui is. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you make a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an item, Chazal also make a bracha on the item in all its iterations. What does it matter what I do with the item? I make a bracha on it. It doesn't matter whether I press it and made oil, whether I ground it and made flour. What's the matter? The same bracha. Borei pri adama. So the Gemara says that's Rava's understanding of Shmuel. So then Rav Nachman says no. Hacha islay iluya achrina. So what? So Rava says, so what? I'm still making a bracha on the original Priya Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So Mali, if I make a bracha and it's in the oil form, Mali, if I make a bracha and it's in the powder form, Mali, if I make a bracha and it's in the and it'll be in a cooked form. So Gemara says, hold on, the hacha is lechmenu hilcha. Listen to the lashon. Yotza mechlal pri ulechlal derech achilosi leiba. Aval Hashem and miyad ba b'shinuya lechlal derech achilosi. Ve'ikar pri lechach nato hilchach priyu. Rav Nachman has, Rashi says, the modern language would be when Rashi unpacks Rav Nachman, so there's a lot going on in Rav Nachman. Rava's understanding of Shmuel is nishtana. An item in the Kadosh Baruch Hu world, in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, Chazal gave it a bracha. That bracha rides that item through all of its different iterations. Alright? Easy to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a pri. Chazal said make a bracha on the pri because you'd be nana. So manly, how am nana from it? Rav Nachman says, Yotza Mechlal Pri. It's no longer a Pri. So Yotza Mechlal Pri, Ulechlal Derech Achilosa Leiba. If it would be Yotza Mechlal Pri, it becomes Derech Achilosa, I maintain the bracha. Aval Hashemen Miyad Bo B'Shinuyay, right? So what's the derech achilasa do for us according to Rav Nachman? No? Or hilchach priyu. So I think what Menachem is saying is that how can you make the bracha boirei pri? Yotze mechlal pri. And Rav Nachman says, but if it's derech achilosai, ikar pri lachach notuhu, there's a ksugya we're going to learn, the next sugya, hilchach priyu. That is the pri. And Rav Nachman is telling us we're going to have a sugya that says, what's the pri? When you plant a tree, what's the pri? So you're going to tell me, so something that's very simple, an apple tree, an orange tree, okay, we got to think about it. What about a lemon tree? What's the pri, the lemon or the lemon juice? All right, what's the pri? When you have a cranberry bush, what's the pre? Very few people eat raw cranberries. They eat dried cranberries and they eat cooked cranberries. So, is the raw cranberry a pre? Take a another marshal. I'm not sure. Over here in America, the dates are usually eaten when they're dried. Eretz Yisrael, I think they have eat fresh dates. What's another example of a fruit? Take an esrog. So no one eats an esrog raw. And maybe you'll eat it in a jelly or something. Right? Right?
Those would be Yatsim Echal fruits.
What's Yotze Mechal Pri?
Let's say the cranberry case, let's say. So obviously that would still be...
So you're saying if you have the raw, you're saying let's say you have a kind of apple that's only eaten cooked.
so it would still be hayes.
Let's say you have a potato, right? So if you eat a raw potato, no one eats raw potatoes on a regular basis, right? You only eat it cooked. Only eat it when it's ready. So apparently, ikara pri lachach not uhu. So apparently, the pri, and this is the Gemara's going to tell us, the Gemara will spell this out, but Rashi is giving us a heads up. Ikara pri lachach and hilchach priyu. That the pri is defined as what was the intent. What is the intent of the culture, the society, the farmers' union, right? Mm-hmm. When they get together before the season, what are they, the market, the distributors, what is ikara pri lachach no tu hilchach priyu? So again, Rashi says that hilchach hacha islei iluyach rina. This flower right now is not the normal way to eat this. So hilchach yotze mechlal pri. No one plants. No one plants chita, no wheat, for so people should eat it in its powder form. No one plants wheat, and in his mind he has cookie dough in mind. Or not, right? So hilchach yotze mechlal pri. Now, exactly what does that mean? Menachem would say, so you can't say bari pri. Right? Maybe somebody else would say, so Chazal were not misakin the bracha on this. What's yotze mechlal pri? Therefore what? Therefore I don't have to be moide or makir toy, but u lechlal derech achilos olibot. That I understand. Lechlal derech achilos olibot means it's not in its present form. It's not going to be called a pri because loy lachach notu, right? So apparently there are two points where it's called a pri. One is in its raw form, the way you take it, the way you pick it off the tree, that's a pri. Or ikara pri lachach notu. So hilchach yotze mechlal pri because it's shtana. Ulechlal derech achilasi loybom. Aval shemen, if you have the olive itself, that's the pri. Right? That's the way the Baruch Hu made this tree. And what do you do next with it? You press it and you get oil. And that is the derech achilasai. Either in a salad or a nigrin. So therefore, pri. My love. Mida Omar Sari Mechlal de Sfirle Bechiti, Borri Pri, Sari is Shahako. So Vais Tachai is Chiti, is Borri Pri Adoma, De Choshev. What's Rashi adding De Choshev? My love, Mida Omar Sari. Mechlal de Sfirle Bechiti, is Borri Pri Adoma, since Shmuel said, Kimcha de Sare is Shehakel Mechlal de Sfira de Bechite Bar Priyadamam. And Rashi is trying to figure out how we're going to sustain this distinction. In other words, according to Reb Nachman, why should there be a Bar Priyadamam? How are we going to mechalek? It's in both situations, it's not the original koyseis chita, and it's not the derech achila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chiti is bar pri adama, and sare is shahakal, that was Shmuel's din. So how are we going to distinguish the choshev? What's the choshev? Unless we're going to be medayek, that derech achilasa is choshev. And really the issue is, what's choshev? What's significant? What's important? What are people machshev? So people makes it say this is important, this is significant, substantial, either if it's the original or if it's the end game. Maybe. Then Gemara says that the Melech Vizomis is V'hechi Teisek Adatin Deloy Teboy Yibrocha. The Gemara says because it's people stay away from eating it because Teilom Shavimayim. No, I made a mistake. That's about the Kimchi Desare. Umi Goy Melech Vizomis V'hechi Teisek Adatin Deloy Teboy Yibrocha. The Gemara says, how many would be if people davke, if right people davke don't eat it. And they don't eat it because there's a reason not to eat it. Not because it doesn't taste good or because it's uncomfortable. It's because the flour gets stuck in your teeth. No, they don't eat it because teilon shemayim, because the parasite. No, the Gemara says, that came disli anah. That's enough to be mechayiv bracha. But vaystachoyis, if I would eat something that most people don't eat, and there's no hanah, then taka drops off the charts. Then it wouldn't get a bracha altogether. So again, so what does Rashi explain to us? What's Rashi explain to us? Rashi's pointed out to us an upcoming Gemara that something is considered to be a pre. If it's kibri yosai, that's what it sounds like. Hakai says chita. So that is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the priya Kadosh Baruch Hu established. Sheishes made gracious. Not quite. That's incorrect. It's only after the klol of Adam Rishon. But let's include all of that in sheishes made gracious for the time being. We'll get back to later on. So the assumption is that if this is the way. That if this is the product that comes off the bush, comes off the plant, okay, then we say priadoma priates. And if it's lachach not uhu, then that's also called the pri. Right? Hezra dover is that lachari, that's the way the Rosh made the world. Because Baruch made the world, that the ikir usage of the lemon will be for its juices, not for eating it directly. So that's called the pre. If that's how roiv people use it, and that's the only way roiv it, then that's called, that's the fruit of the tree. Right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu made something in his world that is inedible until, that roiv will not eat until they process it, so while it's in its inedible state, maybe if a person is strange and he gets hano, make a bracha, it's called a pri, can't call it not pri, because that's the way a person spends his life sucking lemons, okay? Probably makes a bracha. But the ikar pri is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made the whole bria. He made the bria so that it'll be taken care of by the other. The other will determine what the ikar pri is. So now, according to Rashi, what is the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava, in understanding Shmuel. Shmuel said Shemen is olives and Shemen of a bari priyates. Okay. No, so what's the machlekes? So who do you understand better now, Rava or Rav Nachman? Now we finished Rashi. Who do we have a better understanding? So Yosef Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman we understand better because Rav Nachman says there are two stages that are called a pri, and Kimcha Desari, Kimcha Dechiti is neither of those stages. No, and what about Rava's understanding of Shmuel? It's still connected to the pri. So Mali, in other words, again, this is even though
that Rashi over there,
that's Rav Nachman. Right? He would say the Ishtane, Vigora. So the Milsekoi, Vahavaleke, Koi says Chitin. Shmuel's then is once Kadosh Baruch Hu put an item into the world, it gets its bracha, and the bracha rides it. Unless it's mamish mazik, becomes absolutely inedible, or no one wants to have it. So I didn't put this in the Marmal Kumas, I don't think, but probably the most articulate of the Rishonim who helps us understand Rashi, the Meiri. Pei Raisa Ilan, Ay Pei Raisa Oretz, She Nichtishu Ay Nitchanu. If they were ground or crushed, Ein Kitishosan Mavkas Berchosan Mehem. So the fact that I crushed it does not take the bracha af al mashka yeisim ayem. Avuchitim usarim shein derech lechol kimchon kemoy shuchai v'chein shein derech lekosan kishein chayin. It's not normal to chew them and it's not normal to eat the powder v'chein adalas. And when it comes to pumpkins and squash, ain't derech la'ochla chaya, no one eats a raw pumpkin. Mevarech ala kemah shul chitim v'shul tzayrim she'ein anafuyos v'loy meravis b'mayim. Totally unprocessed. It's not baked. It's not even meravis b'mayim. It's not even cookie dough. Shak, you make a bracha shako. Who shita? No. Shemeyachar she'in derech la'ochlan. Listen to the lashon of Meiri. Meyachar she'in derech la'ochlan. Because since you're eating it in an abnormal way, hufke'a birchosan mehen. The bracha is removed. Chazal changed the bracha. V'chazru and returned l'shehakel. V'chein al ksisas chitin. V'chein al adilas chaya. Avul ksisa sa'irim einem lorach klum. She ksisa sa'irim einem elamazik v'olma. Ma she'en kim ksisa chitim. She shva no ktsas v'einem mazik liyatsmai. Sha'arei. Okay, there's also foreboding things to come. Be'inan truma, be'inan truma omru b'achron shul yuma sha'akais is achitim v'sham keren v'chaymesh. But l'chara the Meiri is quoting this din, just to tell us that chitim is not damaging, and sa'irim is damaging. Mimosha kosabnu lamadata shashmu misperveshes bekema chay v'shalocha kirav Nachman. From now you can determine from what I just wrote, Meiri says that we're talking about flour and the halacha is like Rav Nachman. Okay? Now you have to come back to the rest when we learn the second shita. What does the Meiri explain that we did not know yet? What's the Meiri Moisef? What's the next Nakuda that the Meiri expands our understanding of Rashi?
You're changing the original bracha?
Yeah. In other words, the Meiri helps in the Rashi developed from Nachman Shita. Right? When you finish Rashi, so Rava's Shita, again, just to be clear, we are trying to understand the Chiddush of Shmuel, the shear that Shmuel gave. When Shmuel said, olives and olive oil, bayre creates. So Shmuel is establishing a din, kevan nishtana, lo yishtana berchosa. Exactly what was the shear that Shmuel was giving? So according to Ravak, once the bria is ba'olam, Chazal said, this is the bracha. Fine, so however I'm then, from this particular bria, make that bracha. Good. Rav Nachman said, Shmuel is giving a much more intricate shear. He was saying, you should know shemen is a shemen. It either have the olives or miyad you have the oil. That shinoi means I'm either having the pre kemoi shiyotze mi'ayetz or I'm having lachach ikar notu. It's a pre. But what happens if I eat something in a fashion which is not the original form and not V'lachach notua. So Rashi's Lashon sounds like it's not called a pri. So the Meiri is explaining that hufka aber chasan mehen. So it means Chazal said v'chazru l'shaka. What do you mean v'chazru l'shaka? What does that mean v'chazru l'shaka? It goes back to shaka. What's pshat?
Shaka
will
be baseline.
It's not a prayer.
We
can't say
Bar Adama because
it's not a
pre. So. But what's
v'chazul
shakal? Is that?
And then, like, we learn in the
first mission. So l'chayra, Meiri is giving us the following mahalach over here. Chazal v'mesaken osel la'adam lihonis min la'ayla malay bracha. Osel litay malay bracha. So then Chazal said you have to make some bracha. What bracha you make? Shakol nivivari. Make a bracha. Because bracha gave us this. A bracha kololis. And then, which is not the way the Mishnah unfolds, right? Because Shehakol is going to come up in three blocks from that. But that's what L'chara, the Meiri, the Lashna Meiri is. The Chazal made a Shehakol Nivid, and then Chazal said, you know, Chazal said, we're going to have more precise brachas. We're going to identify if it's a Pri Adama, it's going to be Ketzim Mevarchin Ala Peiris. Means there's a larger bracha called Shehakol. You know, when we opened up the perek, so what was the first thing we asked on Ketzer? That what?
Why each thing has what's the importance of having separate brachos?
Not yet. Well, the first nakuda. Textual nakuda.
How do we know the concept of the brachos before we say the brachos?
Right. So Tosfos Teretz was.
We learned
Adav Chofarid, we had the din in the context of a Baal Tri, right? The Ritva's Teretz was, it's a Svara Barul Akol, that before you, a Nana from the world, you say something. So following that Mahalach, you didn't have to say Kates and Mavarchim. This, what the Meiri is saying is, the talk of the first Shir was, that Sir Osul Adam the Honest Rangel Zebli Brach, you gotta say something. What do you say? Shakol Akadosh Baruch Hu Nia Bidvarei. Right? You go back to Bracious, and the entire Bria came out, Bidibra, the Rebbeinu Shema, Kol Nia Bidvarei. Right? We go back to Amish to Bracious. And we say Akadosh Baruch Hu did everything Bidibra. Fine. Then Chazal said, Al Piris Ilan, we have to be more Meduik. And then Chazal said, I'm sorry. That Peres Ha'ilan are more specific. So we'll take out Peres Ha'ilan. Right? And that's going to be explained to us later on why sometimes if something's nishtana significantly, then a Peres Ha'ilan slips back to being a Peres Adama. Because Peres Ha'ilan is a subset of Peres Adama. And Minor of Yehuda said, and you have another subset called the Shom, and you have Ziram, b'chulei b'chulei. Right, and then we learn another subset, and that is Kevin the Shtanil Mal Yusa, Kevin the Soed, Kevin the Misamech Hanoshim, Vay Reif Yagofen. And then we're going to learn later on that if it's going to be if it's Mezin, if it's Machmitz and Mezin, we're going to give him Zaynos. And then but it's all one large tree coming back. All the way back to Shakol Nivivari. Zakti Meiri, Meiri says that if I have something and it's Shalaki Derech Achila, where Rashi's Nusach was, Yotze Mechlal Pri. So either I'd say like Menachem, I can't say Bari Pri. This is not the Pri. Because no one plants Chitim in order to be able to have flour and to eat the flour. So you can't call that Pri. Or maybe it's not exactly what Menachem is saying. It's like it's very possible that it's a linguistic issue, it's a language issue. Could very well be Yosef Machlal Pri, or it could be. Nope. What's the other way to say it? Other svara. Why it's choizer le
shakol? What we're saying now is it's not the original. Way that you would eat this.
Therefore what?
So it's closer to the original.
No. Why is it? What's Pshat Choyze? Where does it go? Maybe it goes back. When Chazal said we wanted to make a bari pi adam, what was Chazal going for? With that?
To specify the bracha for when it's something
that and what's the point of specifying?
A greater hakara,
whatever. But if I say the Rebbein Shalaylam, I take flour and I take a valdig, I'm going to give Haidon the flour. That's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. And if I use a poorer form of the Bria and give a chorus of time on that, so now they're being mad. Somebody, a person gives you a gift and you ruin the gift. And then you give a chorus of time for the ruined gift. Right? Like a person gives you a gift and you leave it out in the rain and it's ruined. And now and you say, you know what? This piece of leather, even when it's ruined and it's shriveled and it's white and it's stained, thank you very much for giving it to me. I'm able to use it. Still keeps me warm, right? So, guy gives you, buys you a borsalino. And you mezalz on the borsalino. Right? You put it, either leave it out and you wear it when it's raining, or you put it in the top bin when you're flying someplace. So it gets messed up. And you say to the guy, you know what? A borsalino, even when it's messed up, it's still a borsalino. Thank you very much. The guy says, thank you very much, but I spent a lot of money. You should take care of it. You should get one of these fancy boxes, fly around with the box. And so you're not taking care of it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me chita. And I'm nene from it when it's powder. So Boy Pri, that's not the Pri. Shakol, they've been very fine. Okay, so I'm being back here because Baruch Hu gave it to me, and I have a strange way of being nana, I'll be nana strange. Okay, but it's mufka from the bracha of Boy Pri because this is not, it's not an expression. A Chazal said, I wanted to be back here to you for a Pri, and you're being back here to you for a crushed up Pri. It's heavy you say it. We'll discuss later on. But the Miri is Lachayr, the Miri is being mashlim the Rashi. Right? Shmuel's din was Kevan Nishtana Bechosakoi, Shemin. And Rabbi Yud understood that to mean that Chazal and Mesakin and Bracha, fine. So however you, it rides it like a bronco. Whatever you do to this tree, it got the Bracha stays with it. And Rav Nachman said, no, Shmuel gave a shir about shemen. He didn't give the shir on kemach. He didn't give the shir on shlokos and cooked fruit. There was a reason he gave it on shemen. Because shemen is the unusual item that it goes from the natural pre to the end game pre. So in the Mela, it's always shayach to say, bayrei pre adama, bayrei pre eats on it. But if something deteriorates in the meantime, so it's not yotzei machlal pri, you can't say bari pri on it. Ulechlal mal yusa, it didn't come. So the bracha is not shayach. So that's what the Meiri is explaining. Hufka brachasim ayen, v'chazu l'shahakel. And according to once you say that, Rav Nachman Shmiri says, so then when you learn Shmuel's din, of Kimcha Desare, that you say Shehakel, so Kimcha Desare could include Kimcha Dechiti. So Rav Nachman says, I have a Gevaldig Malach in Shmuel, right? Rav Nachman says, I have my Shmuel's din of Shemin, I have my Shmuel's din of Chiti, and I give you a beautiful Mahalach in it. And Rava has to squirm a little bit. Rava has to say, Shemen, hey, why did you choose Shemen? I don't know. He gave a shir on Shemen. He gave a shir on Chitin. And then, when he gave the shir on Kimche Desare, then he said, Kimche Desare is taka different. Why is Kimche Desare different? Who's that? Is that what Rava didn't really explain why it's different, right? He just says, you've been dayek.
Rava
Never has a final form. But again, in terms of what's spelled out in the sugya is chita yes, sari no. Right? That's Rava's Knesh. It's Rava's Raya. Then, in terms of why that should be, I lost it. Why should we make a difference? Ishtani Vigora. My love, min Omer Sare. Mechlal the Svirale Bechite Bari Priyadoma. Now Rashi, the 97th Rashi is addressing now. Rashi is addressing how did Rava explain Shmuel's different halachas. And Nachman says, I nailed Shmuel now. I explained his Shemindin, I explained his Kimcha de Saridin, and I'll tell you what Kimcha de Chiti is, the same thing as Kimcha de Sari. Rava has to explain that even though he says Shmuel's din is that the brachas are brachas are brachas are brachas, but Kimcha de Sari is the exception. Right? Kimcha de Sari, so why is it an exception? Well, Rashi said it doesn't matter. Kai says chita, Sari de chita, the bracha, came to stand, the bracha says the same. No. So Rashi is trying to help us understand how was Rabbi going to explain that Kimcha de Sari is different. Mida Omer Sari Mechal Svir Kibir Radama. De Choshev. Okay, Tzarachian. We understand what Rashi is trying to address. We're a little bit stuck over here. We have to explain this then, what the Choshev means. Tzarachian. Okay, so before we go weiter, a few questions that I skipped. Question very early on? No, Ari?
I had something about the Shemin. That when we said that about the Shemin, Rashi said about the rice, and he said that that's the. Something about the Hikapri Lukachmazu?
Yeah.
I had it up over there. I don't
know, just up. What's the question?
I forgot exactly. It was on the Rashi, something about how the Shemin. Oh yeah, Rashi is saying the Iker point of the Shemin is for the oil, which is, I mean, that's what he says. But like, people eat the olive itself too. Does that change things?
So I don't know. We have to check the Metzius, but we get the impression that Roiv farmers take care of olive trees because they are going to make oil afterward. Right? And that's the impression we get. Probably, even to this day, there's a lot more olive oil out there than fresh olives. But that's the impression you get from...
It's like an Esra, where it's like not even possible to eat it next time. You're going to make it into jelly.
No, so then it'll be clearer, yeah. Then it'll be more clear, yeah. Ari?
Is it possible that wheat is considered kosher because it's using the base of Mikdash?
There's an Or Sameach like that. We're not ready for that yet. In other words, it's possible, but in one of the with Derech Halim over here, you have to arrive. And it's something to speculate. We can speculate. God loves wheat. So the Oris happens to be that you're mechaber an Or Sameach, but you need a something. It's a nice idea, but. Without a raya, a lot of nice ideas. It's the mahalach and brisk. In order to stay in line with, to know that you're in an emistic pattern, you have to have a raya, a diuk. Otherwise, you can say nice svaras. Which is good, but that's more like a drush after you. Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way Rabbi is presenting it is Rashi is explaining shitas or Nachman. And he makes it very clear the whole stages thing and how we revert back to the Shahako and that's Arachin and Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't Pshat Gemara more aligned with Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning there's a psak like him, Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, Kaimi, Kavasi, and Rashi is really doing the opposite.
Whoa, one second. Rabbi Nachman says not Kaimi Kavasi. That's Rabbi Nachman. That was Rabbi to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman pushes back and says no. Yeah. There's not the shak b'tayin the sugya. Rava says to Rav Nachman, your psak is against the Masaira. Rav Nachman is against the Masaira. He didn't understand Shmuel properly. Shmuel, Rav Nachman was aware of Shmuel.
I just feel like that is the response, but Rashi, the reason why Rashi is like working so hard is because Pshat is not necessarily that way.
It could be.
Maybe I'm just flushed by the riff.
It could be. And what we think could be. It could be that you're saying that Rav Yehuda is Pashut and Rav Nachman is Mechudishtik. So Rashi explains, and Echanami, I'll go along with that. However, that doesn't mean that you don't get stuck when you come to Kimi Desare.
Right?
So your Pashtistic way of looking at it. Right.
Okay, got it.
Okay? And exactly what you're saying now is going to be the discussion of how you paskin. Yossi.
I've asked you about that flour. Wheat flour is Yatsa Mefal Pri and Lobala Akilo. I've asked you, could have said something more like that flour is not the Akilo, not by Shahako.
And therefore?
So, Tim, should we even dictate that?
No.
Why?
Because that's not because there is a mahalach like that. It's called the Chavetz Chaim approach. To be medayik, what Rashi could have said, should have said, but that's not. And sometimes when it's glaringly obvious, and you have a place where Rashi said differently, then it's a good haora. But I don't think I'll look at it more carefully later on. But at first blush, I don't think it's that is such an easier way to say that the kasha is a strong kasha.
Yeah, and second. On the Me'iri, what's like the gather of what he was saying in the end, how it's like of the Tamach, when it's like the why it's not, how he explains Rashi, but what's the gather of when it's not considered Hakam, it's not considered Afil at all?
It's the Me'iri.
Like, why isn't like, let's say you have flour that's partially still wheat. Is that considered more wheat, more than you would get dama? Or where is the gather when that hate is more dama?
So lechar with that we're gonna when we look at the other shita, kemach charoch u'poiskim Rav Yehuda. When we look at that, then we'll be mugged. I'm not sure what you're asking right now. Before we get in Rashi Shita, we're talking about the flour powder.
Right.
So the Meiri explains it was Ein Derech Lachla.
He says that it was Mafia once it becomes flour.
Yeah.
From Hadama. Well, let's say it's still like partially still there.
So then it would be whether it's Derech Lachla or not. That would be the issue.
Uh-huh.
That would be the. Now, because you're running late. Amrav Yudam Yishmul, v'chein Amrav Yitzchak, v'chein Amrav Yechanan. Shem and Zayis, v'vorchon Olav Bori Priyetz. V'dav kochad ha'chosha, sh'migroinai, went too far back. Let's go a little bit further. Utenan. No. Kimcha Dechiti, the riff. Sorry, Kimcha Dechita. Rav Yehuda Amar Borei Pri Adama. Rav Nachman Amar Shahaka. Okay, the Rif says, "How are we going to paskin?" We stubborn Rav Nachman. The Leregile Inshe Lesvuye Kimcha. Because it's not normal to have powder. V'hochin Poskim Rabbosa, and that is how the Rabbanon paskin. V'chein Kimcha Desari Nami. Sha'akoil. The Omer Shmuel, Karachai, Vikimcha the Sarma, Vokhanale Sha'ako. Okay. So now, the Rif says Rav Nachman, fits in very well with the Shmuel, all the Shmuels fit in. Elamai, what do all the Rishonim ask on the Rif? It's not what the Gemara says. The Rif comes up with a new Svara. Umistabrik Rav Nachman. A new svara, the leregile yinshel is svuye kimcha, because it's not normal to have powder. So all the Rishonim say that's not what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said that it is. It's what? It's not the Mal Yusa. No, so what's the easy way to learn Pshat? Then the Kash and the Rif. Kash and the Rif is that the Rif is using L'chayra. The Rif is using what we call a Svara Chitzayna. He's using a logical step. Makes a lot of sense, but it's not what the Gemara said. It's a Svara Chitzayna. It comes out of the Gemara. Okay. So the Rishonim ask, why are we using a svar chitzayin when the Gemara gives us a svar? Right? So what's the Hezra Dover?
Could be that they're like the same thing, that when we say it's not Eli Achrina, it means that it became worse.
So the Talmidim and the Rif have two pshatim. So one pshat is, the Rif just said what everything we said until now. When you spell out the Rashi so well, and you spell out the Miri, so that's what the Rif is saying. The Rif is saying, Kimcha Dachit, it's not normal. This is not normal to eat. Therefore, Mechlal Pri Yotza, Mechlal Pri Leinichnas, Leilachach Natu. So, nevertheless, when something's so easy, so you have to figure out why all of Yishayim didn't go for it. Why the hell is the Kasha? Kimcha Dachit, right? Rav Yehuda Aimer Barpi Adama Svirlei LeRav Yehuda Tichi Heichi DeKaisis Achitam Baruch Barpi Adama Hu Odin Nami Ala Kemach Tafagav Dishnil Yehu Yoshtani V'loi Yorad Mehavrocha Shaloi The Afagav Dishtani Lehu Yoshtani V'loi Yorad Mehavrocha Shaloi. What's the meaning of Yehuda saying? Who would the Nami Ala Kemach? Alpha Gav, the Ishtani Liluye. Ishtani Liyard of Rocha Shalai. What's that in Sani? Read the Rim in Yana. Rav Nachman Omar Shakra. The cave on the Ishtani Ishtani. The cost of a reef I go on him. Halacha Kirav Nachman. And the Rabban would not accept his wife, nation would more near him in favor. Talochik Rabbi Yehuda. They mean also, Mamali Rabbi Nachman, the Tiflego Live Yehuda, Shimul Rabbi Nachman, Kakavose. This really shamed the Dachman of the Purview 8. So I've got the Shani Lishan Brachose. Hachanam, I've got the Shani Brachose. Umbachan Allah, Boy Ray Pri Adama. And we have a Ravah Kibasra. So we should paskin like Rava. So what Rabbi Yonah is saying that Lainira the Ain Zen Nira, when they should be Gemara near by favorite Allah of Yehuda. And Ain Nira is saying because why should we pass like Rav Nachman? That's the first Ain Nira. We hold good kip asra. V'chayim in the rug asra. So every kip yuda. V'chus ha-kav v'osei. V'af al pish Rav Nachman heishiv. So you'll tell me, well, you know, the Rif is saying, Rav Nachman, as we say, had good kazok. He answered very nicely. He explained himself. Rav was saying, you're up against Shmuel. No, I'm not up against Shmuel. I'm giving a hezver in Shmuel. I'm being medayik in Shmuel. I'm saying a different din. So he said very, very well. V'omar mi dami hasum like Eli Achrina, hachi kiri Achrina, afilu hachi, kaimin shalahoya doicha it also mikoyach mishne v'le mikoyach brisa mikoyach svara ein lonu laniach svaras rava mavur svaras rav Nachman. So the Rav Yehuda explains in paskening up a machlokes amiraim, we have rules halachik basrei. Now, you want to say, this breaks the rules. Because Rav Nachman chapped Rava. Whoa. If Rav Nachman came to Rav and said, I have a Gemara against you, a Brisa against you, a Meiver against you, okay? Then we have to explain. And Rav, we don't have a Hezbollah, how Rav explains that Gemara. Okay, we get it. So that is, if it comes from the Lashon, what are the two possibilities? Mishmer or Brisa. But Svara, Lechor, we would say, how would we explain? Rav Nachman, we're going to say Rav Nachman is a sharper thinker. And he chapped Rava. And Rava Lechor had this, I could figure out Rav Nachman's Svara also. Not that Rava couldn't figure it out. Rava figured out Rav Nachman's Svara. Rava didn't hold Rav Nachman. We have to explain. But Lechor, who are we? We the Rishonim are going to say that for Karen, the whole pshat of being a basra means that Rav heard Rav Nachman out. The afal pi came, right? Rav heard Rav Nachman. It doesn't say v'hoyde Rav. Rav Elchor kept his din, right? So and for Karen, you know how we know Rav kept his din? Because when it came to learning pshat in Kimcha de Sarei, Rava said, "Chiti v'lo Sarei." So we know Rava kept his din. We know that Ravina and Ravashi, they still recorded Rava's diuk. So Lachor Ravina and Ravashi understood that Rava maintained his din. So if Rav Nachman would come with a raya, so we have to figure out how do we square Rava and the raya. Okay? And sometimes the Gemara says to Hakam, the Gemara was not aware of a Mishnah. Could be. So we have to be emesdik. Sometimes we'll say, we can explain why Rava would say this pshat in the braisa, different, we'll work it out. But over here, we mean emesdik. Rava knew what Rav Nachman could say. Rav Nachman knew Rava's svara. Rav Nachman's svara. So who are we going to figure out? So we have a rule. Let me go kibasra. We have a rule that l'chayra Rava heard Rav Nachman out. And if Rava would have been impressed by Rav Nachman, if he would have said, oops, I made a logical step, probably Rav Rashi wouldn't have recorded it, Bechal. But Rava would have conceded. Rava would have said, you're right, Kimcha Desare. Rava would have said, I'm Taka, my Svara gets me stuck. Why am I Chad Mechitin Sare? Your Svara is Gevaldik. But Gemara didn't say that. So the Rishonim, when they are... Paskining, how we're going to paskin the machlekes amiraim, have a rule halacha kibasra. Ve'oid, the Rav Nachman gufe le omar shehakol mitam shein derech ne od melachle ve'im kidvayim shepoiskim lekula mizat tam ve'le Rachman loymar. Another problem we have is that the Rif's reason to hold like Rav Nachman at first glance is not Rav Nachman. So that's a bigger pella. The Rif is going to say, it's one thing for the Rif to say, sounds like Rav Nachman bested Rav. Okay, sounds like it. But for Rav Nachman, the Rif to say, you know, I can't figure out the machlokes of it too, but you know, I have my own svara. I have my own svara. How you talking? That a Rishon is going to say, I'm going to hold like Rav Nachman because if I have a better svara, because they rogel, that's for sure. The Rish not going to say Rav didn't know my svara. Nachman's not going to say Rishon didn't know svara. The Rish not going to say that Rav didn't know the svara. So that's what Ramban is saying. What's going on over here with the Rish? Now we said. Like we were Medayik and Rashi. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does Rabbeinu Yonah help us understand? He helps understand there's a bracha more chashuv or less chashuv, that a bracha that's more specific, the haidah is a more clear haidah, the hakor and the bri is a clearer hakora. Now, he goes much like Yilo, I say Eloi. Okay. So What did we figure out today? Today we figured out Rashi Shita, that it's referring to powder. We figured out we're Medayik in Rashi, and it's consistent with Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat in the Rif, and it puts all the words properly in the Rif. That Mechla, that Rav Yehuda holds Shinui is a Shinui is a Shinui. Doesn't matter. Chazal assigned us in Bracha to a Pri. Bechol Anfeha. No matter what happens in this Pri, we got the Bracha. All right? Sometimes Chazal gave a Bracha Yosef Prati. And the Rav Nachman says you misunderstood Shmuel. He didn't know that Brisa Kimcha Desai Kimcha Dechiti. No, Shmuel had a different din. Shmuel had a din. Shemin is a special din. That the halacha is when Chazal misakin the bracha, misakin the bracha on the pri, and the pri is defined in one of two ways: either the pri kamei shehu, or the pri what roy people are planting it for Gemara later on. Yeah, that's the bracha. But if, in the meantime, it gets downgraded, so we would say, it's not right to express the Rebbeinu Shalom, Borei Pri, when I messed up the Pri, I crushed it up, I made it a flower. So we haven't yet explained, well, Rava answered that, why does Rava... And Rava is an action, I don't mean that in the Anhogas, in terms of Svara. Rav Makabel, Rav Nachman Svara. And I'm even going to have to explain Shmuel's din of Kimcha Desare. So we have to still finish up and explain why, how do we understand Rava, that he, where do Rava and Rav Nachman differ? What Nukuda they differ that Rava does not recognize Rav Nachman's distinctions between Shem and Kemachit and Kemach Sari. And then we have to learn the sugya now. I'll leave it. The Rishonim who say that we're not talking about powder v'chlal. We're talking about something which is much more substantially nechal. So that's where we left off in the Miri, and that's where we're leaving off in the Rif, and Mr. Shem will wrap that up. Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go to the next one.